I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. With so much attention paid to the Arab Spring, it's easy to forget other parts of the world that have rebelled against dictatorships. Final results were recently released from presidential elections in the Central Asian Republic of Kyrgyzstan. It was the first peaceful handover of power since the Soviet Union collapsed. The Kyrgyz media have been closely covering the fledgling democracy, but so has an older, arguably more powerful institution. Lily Jamali explains.
For centuries, the people of Kyrgyzstan have used improvisational poetry as a way of telling their nation's story. The poets are called Akhunds, and in a country that's experiencing rapid political change, they are considered the voice of the Kyrgyz. At this performance in the ethnically torn southern city of Osh, two of the nation's most prominent Akhunds, Ali Tutkuchov and Genishbek Jumakadir, banter about the power they wield over politicians, some of whom are in the audience. They're afraid, sings Tutkuchov. They're thinking, what will they say about me? Jumakadir responds, someone's taking cell phone video of us. They must be with the National Security Service. Akhunds are masters of improvisation. The two-person performance itself, called an Aitish, is like a cross between an American rap battle and a stand-up comedy routine. Here, the Akhunds talk smack about fellow performers. Tutkuchov jokes that a guy waiting in the wings to come on is so short he has to wear high heels. Jumakadir responds that even then he can hardly reach the microphone. The men play a small three-string guitar-like instrument called the komuz in between insults. But like the best rap artists, Akhunds take their role in Kyrgyz society very seriously. Tutkuchov says he sees himself almost like a journalist, creating a political dialogue for the public and keeping lawmakers in check.
If one Akhund is promoting the government or some leader, the second Akhund should take the opposite point of view. He should judge how the Akhund is supporting the government.
Politicians try to curry their favor. Tutkuchov says when that fails, they sometimes threaten Akhunds after a performance. He's had to change his phone number to stop harassing calls.
We know when we point out wrongdoing, they will try to put pressure on us or make us scared of them. But we're not afraid of them. This is the important thing about Akhunds. We need to tell the truth.
Kyrgyzstan's Akhund tradition is making a comeback after decades of Soviet rule. Ethnomusicologist Elmira Kochumkulova says Soviet officials would force Akhunds to tell them what they plan to say ahead of time, even though Akhunds are supposed to improvise. And sometimes the apparatchiks would make Akhunds an offer they couldn't refuse.
They knew that they could use their skill, oral art, because they were quite popular among the people. So they used them to spread Soviet ideology, to spread Soviet culture to remote villages, mountain communities. Oral poets were kind of used like propaganda tools.
2 decades after the fall of the Soviet Union, the status of the Kyrgyz Akhund is returning to its former glory. Kuchumkulova says the power of Akhunds shouldn't be underestimated. They really are the social commentators of Kyrgyzstan. They've helped the country transition to democracy and deal with some of the traumatic events of the past year. That includes the death of dozens of people in an uprising that led to former President Kurmanbek Bakiyev's ouster.
When the April 7th events happened and when over 80 young men died, they were the key players at the funeral, improvising funeral songs for these men at the burial site.
My dear Kyrgyz, sings Jumakadir, you've seen so many things, you've gone through so much sorrow. And they have. After the political and ethnic violence of the last 6 years, this presidential election was peaceful. But it's also seen as Kyrgyzstan gravitating back into Russia's sphere of influence. And the Akhunds will most certainly have something to say about that. For The World, I'm Lily Jamali in Osh, Kyrgyzstan.